اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear audience, in the first part of today's program, we all are going to listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Furqan, verses 56 to 59, recited by a Tanzanian reciter, Sheikh Ibrahim Ramadan, preceded by its English translation. The audience, let's enjoy it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a bringer of good tidings and a warner. Say, I do not ask of you for it any payment, only that whoever wills might take to his Lord away. And rely upon the ever-living who does not die, and exalt Allah with his praise. And sufficient is he to be with the sins of his servants acquainted. He who created the heavens and the earth and what is between them in 6 days, and then established himself above the throne, the most merciful. So ask about him one well informed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما وكفى به
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 56 to 59 of Surah Al-Furqan, recited by the Tanzanian reciter, Sheikh Ibrahim Ramadan. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a very good recitation by the African reciter from Tanzania, Ibrahim Ramadan. He's a very good reciter, and his lahn is very good, and his voice is really good. Okay.
By lahn, you mean melody, I think.
The melodies, yes. Okay, verse 56. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have مَتُّ الْمُنْفَصِلَ at the beginning, which can be lengthened to 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts.
A disjunct mad.
Yes, a disjunct mad. And Ibrahim Ramadan, he lengthened it to 4 or 5 vowel counts. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ. We have another matul munfasil here. Depending on how many vowel counts you lengthen the first one in the previous verse, you have to lengthen this one to the same number of vowel counts.
So here there's only one choice.
Yes, from this moment on, you have only one choice, which was the first choice you made the first time that you read the Maddul Munfasl. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. مِنْ أَجْرٍ. We have Ilhar of Nun Sakina here. A Nun Sakina that's followed by a Hamza.
One of the letters of throat.
Hamza is one of the letters of the throat, and whenever a letter of throat comes after Nun Sakina or Tanween, because you know Tanween and Nun Sakina are essentially the same.
Yes.
You have to pronounce the Nun Sakina completely, fully, without any deficiency, like in Ikhfa.
And this is the meaning of Ilhar.
Exactly. Ilhar means manifestation or clarity. Illa man sha'a. We have another Ikhfa. Man sha'a. You have to approximate the place of articulation of sheen. Of course, we didn't have any ikhfas up
before,
to now. This
yeah.
is the first one. This is the first ikhfa in this recitation. You have to approximate the place of articulation of sheen and at the same time make nasal sound for 2 vowel counts. And then we have matul muttasil in this word.
I think the sound is oronasal.
Exactly, yes. Whenever you apply ikhfa, the sound comes from both the nose and the mouth. And in Arabic, it's called anthemi.
Mm-hmm.
Anth means nose, fem means mouth. Anthemi. And this phrase itself has ikhfa in it. Anthemi. So,
nun
it means
plus
that,
fa.
Yeah, followed by fa. أَيَّتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا وَتَوَكَّلْ على الحي الذي لا يموت وسبح بحمده. The ha, you have to make sure that it's pronounced deep in the throat, in the pharynx. وسبح بحمدك. If you say وسبح بحمدك,
it should be deeper.
The characteristic of buha, this is what we have. Ha has this unique characteristic that no other letter has, and that is the buha. The sound of ha.
The constriction of the pharynx wall.
Exactly. وكفى به بذنوب عباده خبيرا. The kha has tafkhim because it's a letter of isti'la. The ra also has tafkhim because we have a tanwinul fath above the ra.
And actually, now here it is
waqf al-ibdal. Actually, this is waqf. This is an alif al-mad.
Alif al-mad.
الذي خلق السماوات. We have a hamzatul wasl or alif of wasl at the beginning of this verse. الذي. It's pronounced with a fatha. If it's not a verb, it's pronounced with fatha.
All alif lams, actually. The alif of all alif lams.
Of course, the alif lams. Yeah. Some, the other nouns that don't have alif lam, they're pronounced with kasra. For example, imra'ah.
Yeah, you're talking about alif lam, actually, right now.
Yeah, the alif lam.
If it is not verb.
Al-ladhi, yes. If it's not a verb or certain nouns. Certain nouns, such as imra'ah, they're pronounced, the hamzat al-wasl is pronounced with kasra. But for the transitional words like alladhi, allati, which are actually
allati,
they're pronouns, demonstrative pronouns, aren't they?
Conjunction.
Or a conjunction. Alladhi, allati, allati, allai, these all have fatha at the beginning. خلق السماوات خلق
خلق.
Only the lam has tarqiq. The kha and the qaf, they both have tafkhim.
And what helps us in pronouncing this word correctly is the shape of the lips, I think.
Exactly. خلق. The mouth opens vertically when pronouncing kha and qaf, but horizontally when pronouncing lam. خلق السماوات والأرض. We have a lad here. The sound of lad should, you know, it should be lengthened. Law, law. And this lengthening is what makes it a letter of rakhawa, because the timing is increased as much as a letter of rakhawa just by the lengthening or the istitala of the lad.
That is exclusive to this letter only.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali, talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue our discussion about significance of the Quran based on the Hadith. There is great recommendation for us to read the Quran. And of course, even if you are able to read by heart, still it is good if you read from a mushaf, you look at the mushaf and read from mushaf. Of course, for your memorization, you can always also recite without looking at mushaf, but it's not sufficient. It's very much recommended to look at mushaf. Inshallah, we will talk about it later. But today, the focus is just on the principle of recitation. One hadith is from Kanzul Ummal, and this is a very respected book by our Sunni brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ رَبَّهُ فَلْيَقْرَئِ الْقُرْآنِ. If you want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should read the Qur'an. Of course, in our scholarly tradition, our ulama say that if you want Allah to speak to you, read the Qur'an. If you want to speak to Allah, make dua. But this hadith shows that actually even for speaking to Allah, you can use Qur'an, because the best du'as that we have also are in the Qur'an. In Qunut, for example, we say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَغِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So we are talking to God, but using His own word. That's the best way of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن